Blackstone Audio presents Just Above My Head by James Baldwin. This book is read by Kevin Kennerly. For my brothers, George, Wilmer, and David, and my sisters, Barbara, Gloria, Ruth, Elizabeth, and Paula Maria, and Bernard Hassel, and Max Petrus. Book 1. Have mercy. Work. For the night is coming. Traditional. Daniel saw the stone that was hewed out the mountain. Daniel saw the stone that was rolled into Babylon. Daniel saw the stone that was hewed out the mountain, tearing down the kingdom of this world. Traditional. The damned blood burst, first through his nostrils, then pounded through the veins in his neck. The scarlet torrent exploded through his mouth. It reached his eyes and blinded him and brought Arthur down, 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 down. The telephone call did not go into these details. Neither did the telegram, urgently demanding my arrival because my brother was dead. The laconic British press merely noted that a nearly forgotten Negro moaner and groaner, this is how the British press described my brother, had been found dead in a men's room in the basement of a London pub. No one told me how he died. The American press noted the passing of an emotion-filled gospel singer, dead at the untidy age of 39. He had been losing his hair. That rainforest of Senegalese hair, I knew that. Jimmy had not been with him. Jimmy had been waiting for him in Paris, to bring him home. Julia had been clearing up their rooms in her house in Yonkers.